This week we have to discuss the new resolution from the United Nations Security Council, which passed demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
Kufi Minute.
Now, I'm not surprised by this. I don't really expect much of the United Nations, given that one of their bodies, UNRWA, had employees that actually took part in the October 7th massacre. The UN has passed more resolutions against Israel than any other country in the world. This is while there had been civil war in Syria, there had been genocides in Darfur, and so many other things happening in the world, but they have an obsession with Israel. It is what it is. But what is markedly disturbing about this particular situation was the reaction by the United States. The United States has traditionally vetoed these resolutions against Israel because they are biased. They are not really dealing with the issues and single out Israel. And this resolution, on the face of it, isn't that bad. But we will dig a little deeper, because the resolution does call for a return of the hostages, and it calls for a ceasefire, because it's the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, and that will turn into a permanent ceasefire. Who could complain about that? Well, anyone who takes a little bit of a closer look at it. Firstly, there is no mention of Hamas. You know, the whole reason that this war is happening, Hamas, the terrorist organization that crossed into Israel on October 7th, massacred, killed, committed atrocities, and took hostages. There is no mention of why the war is happening, like it just sprung out of thin air. There's no mention that on October 6th, there was a ceasefire. There's no mention that the attack happened on a Jewish holiday. And there is no mention of a future for Gaza without Hamas. If this ceasefire was implemented, which it won't be, because let's face it, the UN has very little power to do anything other than talk, it would leave Hamas in power. It would leave Israel's war objectives to get its hostages back and Gaza free of Hamas unachieved. And of course, this completely ignores the fact that just days ago, Hamas rejected a ceasefire agreement. While Israel is fighting Hamas in Shifa Hospital in Gaza, where Hamas terrorists have confessed that yes, we're hiding in hospitals, yes, we're hiding in maternity wards, yes, we are using civilians as human shields, and Israel is fighting that evil while trying to maintain minimal civilian casualties, the US decided to abstain on this ridiculous resolution. Also, what sort of message does it send to Hezbollah? That the US's support for Israel is lukewarm at best? That if it comes to an international forum like the UN Security Council, Israel cannot count on America's support? As I record this, the leaders of Islamic Jihad and Hamas are in Tehran meeting with the leaders of the Iranian regime. Hamas celebrated the resolution. What does that tell you about it?
Well, tonight, Hamas, which is, of course, a proscribed organization in this country as a terrorist organization, released a statement saying, "We welcome today's call by the UN Security Council for an immediate ceasefire. We emphasize the necessity of reaching a permanent ceasefire, and we affirm that this should ensure withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza."
Does that tell you that we should have abstained, or we should have voted no and made a line in the sand saying that we're not going to tolerate this ridiculous political theater happening at the UN Security Council and Israel constantly being attacked? A mistake was made, and it's sad. And the implications, we don't fully know at this stage. We know the Israeli government have decided not to send a delegation to Washington, D.C. as was planned. And that is why it's so important for every single American who stands with Israel to make your voice heard. Make sure that every Israeli knows that what happened at the United Nations Security Council is not reflective of the American people. It is not reflective of the will or the wishes of the American people, and America always has and must, with our efforts, because it just won't happen, remain pro-Israel.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Kufi Minute. Until next week, for Zion's sake, do not remain silent.
Kufi Minute.